for the Women's Leadership Team was praying this past month about this event, the Lord gave us a scripture. And if you take notes, I have tried to put some key quotes there on the handout. The scripture was from Hebrews 12. When you have time, read 1 through 12. We're going to highlight a couple of verses. If you have time, you can turn to Hebrews.
Do you want to sit on it, or do you want me to sit here? Just turn your five. Those are fine.
Okay, so
Hebrews 12,
1 through 12. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So we start to see a pattern here of what roads can look like for the Lord. Isaiah 26:7, the way of the righteous is smooth. O righteous one, make the paths of the righteous level. So a godly life can result in a smooth path. Now, not everything goes away. We all know that. We've talked about it today. Not everything goes away. Today we're talking about speed bumps. So not following God's ways can lead to bumps in the road. The opposite of a smooth road is a road full of potholes. We all know what this feels like. There's actually a road that I drive on when I come to church. And if you just drive 3 inches one way or the other, you miss an entire row of potholes. So that's what I do. There's another one by Grace Luther that you see every car that knows what they're doing goes right over the manhole cover. They are often ignored or tolerated. We just live with them. But in God's Word, he's teaching us things like this. Deny yourself. Forgive others. Don't judge. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't be quarrelsome. This verse is actually, it's better to live in the corner of the roof of your house than with a quarrelsome wife. Well, freely give. Follow God's words. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly. Do good and keep peace. But when we ignore those things, we choose to not do those things, then our potholes look like this.
Wow.
What's cool you find in the world with that many potholes?
Criticism, dark thoughts, gossip, anger, disrespect, conditional love. That means I'm only going to love you when you're nice to me, when you do what I say you to do, when you're good to me, I'm good to you. That's conditional. Bitterness, judging others, broken relationships. These are just some. God's going to show you your road and your potholes. So remember why we're talking about this. God disciplines those he loves, and he asks us to receive his discipline and to work on our path. It is not because God won't love you or because you're not going to get into heaven. Like, clearly, we need to make sure that we're not mixing these thoughts together. We're doing this because God's asked us. You can't do this.
This is when you say something nasty and you take questions.
Oh, yeah.
You can't take that. Well, I have a gift of criticism. Wasn't that the one we heard at the gift? I have a gift of criticism. So, you can't just whitewash over the things that God has pointed out to you, that there's a bump in the road. There's an argument you always have. There's a behavior you're always doing. You can't whitewash it. So we're going to talk a little bit about repentance and some of the main steps of repentance. And if you want to turn to Luke 15, I have it up on the screen. There was a man who had 2 sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided up his property between them. That's like your inheritance. When you your parent dies, they'll give you some money. If there happens to be some money left over, he might give you some money. He's basically saying, "I want it now." And the father gives it to him. Not long after that, the young son got together all he had and set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. even went and hired himself out as a citizen of that country, who sent him to the field to see the pig. Well, he is Jewish, and I think I'm getting this right, he's Jewish. So this is like a really nasty thing. This is the top of dirty job list for this guy. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. So this is a bumpy road for him. And it started by him losing a father, right? He could have stayed there. We've talked about those kind of things before, where the father was providing for him, the father was taking care of all his needs, but he wanted to do things his way. And so the bumpy road starts with losing the father. But when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired hands have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. The son said to his father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. So the Lord showed me, the Lord was asked, drew me to this story, and then he pointed out a few key pieces of what repentance is and what he did. First step is conviction. Because he came to his senses. When you realize, I'm on the bumpy road that I had ignored for the longest time. And you're done ignoring one. In verse 18, he goes back to the Father. It's basically repenting. He leaves his sin and turns back to the Father. Verse 19, contrition. I think contrition is something we kind of overlook. I think it's easy to say, well, I'm sorry you said that to me. That's not what contrition is, right? Contrition is that heartfelt devastation for what you did. I think Americans, it's hard for us to want to do that. I don't know. Americans think it's a human, probably a human thing. Look at Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel. But it's a piece that we have to go through for repentance to be significant, I think. And then verse 21, he goes back and he says, I've sinned. It's the confession. So he came to his senses. He went back to his father. He realized the wrongness of what he did, how unworthy he is now. He basically said, Dad, I kind of like you to be dead so I can have your money. And he left. And then as he comes back, he realizes, I don't deserve to be a son. It's what all of us go through when we become Christians. I don't deserve to be a son. And then to admit, I have sinned. Next step. Restoration. So in verse 20, but while he was still off, the Father's been watching for him, and the Father knows. The Father saw him and was filled with compassion for him, and he ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him. And that is our assurance also. When we confess our sins to the Lord, he forgives us and brings us back in the right relationship with him. He doesn't treat us as we might treat people. Well, so the Lord might be speaking to potholes in your life through these different ways. Through the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that He is your comforting guide. The Bible says you'll be on a path and you'll hear a still small voice say, go this way. You might have it through friends or family. You might have a family member say, dude, why are you so mad all the time? Or a friend say, I really don't think you should be talking about that. Or, you know, you have to be aware of how God is using different things in your life. It might be a teaching at church. It might be something at a small group as you're going through a book together for the Bible. You're going to hear some things that you need to think about. And as you read the Bible yourself, you're going to read things that you can't just ignore on your road. You can't be watching the road signs and then not be paying attention. I have a pay attention moment. And this is exactly what the Lord, what life does to all of us. So I'm in my car. In front of me, I'm not playing scripture in front of you, know that road. In front of me is a white truck and some stuff on this side, and I'm on the phone with someone from church, and I'm on the wireless, so I'm legal, and I'm driving, and I'm talking about internal care, actually. We're talking about this and that, and I see the white truck, and I see the stuff stack, and clearly, it's after the construction time that's been going on this road, and people are just kind of taking turns going around this vehicle, and I'm not seeing anything, I'm going along, and all of a sudden, I see basically this, right here in my window, and he goes, "Stop!" And I stop, and it's not a closed construction site. There's actually people standing here, and there are people working on this white. Focus on life and tootling along that my eyes did not see the situation ahead of me. And that is exactly what we do in life. We tootle along, distracted, when God says, "Stop. This or this or this has to change. This or this or this is not blessing your life. It's peace and righteousness," right? Want peace and righteousness. You can't dig up our roads and make them bumpy. So I tell us, or you are like, "Are you kidding me?" But no, that honestly happens, and it honestly happens to all of us in our walk in this way. Another moment in my walk that pertains to this is you have to be prepared to stop traffic and work on your path. So when I was in college here, I was getting ready to go to Wazoo, and I went to a Christian concert. And they had a speaker who spoke some very moving things to me. And they said, "If you want to come down and be prayed for, you can come down." And I was compelled to go. And I had to say to the people that were with me in the car, "I'll be back. I'm going down there." And I left them. And they sat there for probably 45 minutes while I was prayed for and met some people and had some wonderful time with the Lord, but I had to choose to stop traffic. And I encourage us as women, you know, "Oh, I've got to get the food out after service." No, if God's talking to you during a service and you need prayer, somebody else get the food out, or we'll get the food out in a half an hour. If you need prayer, you need to stop traffic. So these steps are what you saw Natalie do in her letter when she shared on Easter. The Lord had convicted her of things that she was thinking, doing, nothing that we were even privy to, but the Lord had convicted her. She wanted to leave those choices. She had contrition, and I think people were, "I don't even understand this." It's because she had contrition for what she had written on her letter. And she confessed to the Lord, and the Lord wanted to take a step further. "Stop traffic, and I want you to read that letter." And we don't even know why, but that's what we just saw on Easter, and that's what God is calling all of us to do on our own behalf. God is working in your life. He's not waiting till Sunday at 10 to work in your life. He's involved in our church in a big way. He's doing lots of teaching and speaking and challenging us in how we think and feel and behave. But are we aware? Are we watching somebody else? they said, you should talk about Dom's driveway.
No, I'm not going to talk about Dom's driveway, but I will talk about Dom's driveway. Don in the past had a really rough driveway.
Yeah.
I mean, my car was great in the center because the ruts were growing. And they worked on it. They tried different things. But they finally had to spend money and time to pay someone to come in and gravel it with a special gravel that took care of everything. But it was quite some time with it being that way, and we all just lived with it for a long time until they said, enough's enough. We're actually going to take money and solve it. And it's solved. And so, each of us needs to consider our path and our walk and our life and the things we're tolerating, perhaps the lack of peace, the lack of movement, and pay attention. So I want to give us some time to do that right now. So we're going to take 6 to 7 minutes. I'd like, pull up a location that's by yourself. And I want you to talk to the Lord, and I want you to ask the Holy Spirit where he wants to work in your path. If you want to sit there, that's fine. If you'd rather go somewhere else, that's fine too. I will call you back. I'll pray for us. Father, you put this whole morning together, and I don't know why you wanted us to talk about repentance. I don't know what we would need to repent for. But I know that we tolerate things and we allow for bumpy roads and we ignore them. So I ask for your Holy Spirit to be the one that comes out and surveys the road with us. Each one of us, Lord, show us what we tolerate that dishonors you. Show us what we do. Lord, thank you that you will discipline us. Let us not be joined with you. Show us in our relationship, spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, children. Show us in our relationship to money, possessions, personal blessings. We can only walk, we can only drive, we can only be on one road. Jordan is not settled, not tolerating the bumpy road, don't settle for finding a new home, don't settle for criticalness, don't settle one more slide. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. The Father wasted it. Every day that the Son went and did his own thing, the Father waited for him. The Father watched for him. Father was to you.
you would like prayer, you can grab any of the women, anybody privileged in here to pray with you. So if you want prayer, we'll go ahead and get the food started and have fellowship and time together. Father, thank you for the many hands that prepared the food. Bless our time as we share together and love on each other. Thank you that we are transparent with each other and trust each other, care about each other so very much. Thank you for the burdens that we lift as we bring them to you. Thank you for your forgiveness that you so freely give us. And for your heart's desire for us to have peace and righteousness. Mm-hmm.